Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
Little Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. That's Jerry with a G if you're Googling him. It's 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Arki Ciancuti, the co-author of Built on Trust. We're talking about trust. We're talking about this, the idea of discussing trust, of having it a little bit more in our mind, not being afraid of trust, letting trust become more... Arki, the more we see, it's a little bit of ironic to me. The more we think about it, are we more likely to see trust? Are we more likely to fear not getting trust?
I think if you understand it, if you look at it and think about it enough to understand where your, let's say, trigger points are, you know, or likely be, and you could, those are fairly easy to see. You know, it's the things you're sensitive about,
right?
Then I think once you see through that, because, you know, we're talking about fear here. Now, the power in a fear is in its unconsciousness. That's how fear gets a power over us.
Right.
When we list our fears and become conscious of them and even talk about them to somebody who's, you know, going to listen and not try to fix them, that gets powerful. And so you begin
let me ask you a question. If we fear someone else not being trustworthy,
yes.
How much of should we ask ourselves this? Is this, am I feeling this way about that person because of what somebody else has already done to me, or am I feeling this way because I might do this to him? I mean, you know, sometimes when people are paranoid, it's because they're thinking about what they might do to you if they had a chance.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, isn't there? Should we do a little some introspection there?
Yes, I think that's important, particularly, you know, when the person falls into a category of some type, you know, that we've had difficulty with. If we think about it, we've had difficulty with in the past. So you want to become conscious of that. Yes, mm-hmm. and of course, the other part that we haven't talked about is what you're alluding to is, you know, we don't feel good about. Often when we feel betrayed, the other person isn't really trying to hurt us, you know.
Right.
But if they find out that we did get hurt, most people, not all, aren't going to feel good about it. So we don't want to hurt other people on the mm-hmm. average, and we don't want to get hurt. So there's a lot of potential pain in there, which accounts for the denial. And as you say, this introspection can be helpful. And also, you know, an open discussion without getting touchy-feely. An open discussion led by the owner of the business or the executive or the manager, whomever, you know, who may start with some of his or her own examples.
Right.
Not a touchy-feely, but a business conversation. Well, you know, what bugs me here? You know, where can trust be strengthened?
But isn't it, if somebody walks up and says, Arki, I'm Jim, you can trust me. that doesn't go over well either, does it?
No, it doesn't. Of course, it doesn't mean anything. The trust is based on two goals and one process in business. One goal, the first goal is you close every interaction. Here's what I'm going to do, and here's when you're going to see it, even if it's just the next brainstorming session.
Right.
And you never make all of your commitments are authentic. You never say yes when you mean maybe. So the organization tolerates the expression of doubt. You don't live in doubt, but doubt comes before every authentic commitment. So you have to, you can't have an atmosphere where you always say, oh, yes, I'll do it. Oh, yes, I'll do it right away. You have to allow people to think through it, or otherwise their commitments are not going to be authentic. They're
right.
They're going to say yes and mean maybe. All that's just human. So those two goals and then the process is communication, what we call closure communication.
Right.
And a lot of that closure communication should take place in the form of questions, open-ended questions that don't have assumptions. So for instance, the leader could have this question with his people. Well, how are we doing? You know, say what closure is, which I think it's obvious to everybody, but I would
state
it.
Right.
And then how are we doing on it? How am I doing on that? Well, I noticed the other day I made a promise to somebody, you know, and I just forgot to get back to him, or I didn't give him time when I got back to him, or I said I'd get back, but I didn't say when, et cetera. And you start off with an example or two like that. You know, you're not admitting weakness. You're just admitting that this is a human foible and that you want in your company an atmosphere, a culture of earned trust. And you begin the conversation that way. Those two goals, closure and authentic commitment,
and then the communication between around the execution or failure to execute.
That's right. So you don't have to get into a big touchy-feely.
Right. Yeah.
I've got to
wrap it up, unfortunately. Yeah. Give us your website one more time, please.
It's learningcenter.net.
Check it out, folks. The book is called Built on Trust, Arki Ciancuti. CIANCUTTI, if you're Googling him. Arki, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
A pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.